And so we're going to move on to this sermon, to which some of you may say, thank God, that was so boring. We talked about money for so long. I have a bad news for you. We're continuing going to talk about offering for today. Offering is today's topic, offering as worship. And we're not going to go too long. I already talked for a long time. But offering is a part of worship. That's why we said it. We did the financial report here. Offering is what should happen in a worship service, because pre-pandemic, you would pass around the buckets. You would pass around the bags. That's something that you do in a worship service. It just so happened after the pandemic, for safety reasons, people's comfort reasons, it's not something that we do. But it's not, doesn't mean offering is not your worship. But when we talk about offering, we teach that you should do offering and that kind of stuff. I know for the past 15 minutes, it's been a little uncomfortable. It's been a little, maybe even offensive. Maybe you have tuned out already. You say, this is not for me. That's cool. I'll come back next week. Because honestly, I feel like I'm stepping to your boundary, to your personal bubble. Finances is your personal bubble. And I understand that. I understand that because you are a donor. When we talk about offering and giving and, you know, supporting, that's donor language. You give out of will, you give as much as you can, you give whenever you want to. That's donor mindset. And so if I communicate in here with you to give you an expectation that you should give, you should, it's going to sound a little pushy. I understand that. But we keep talking about it. And today, I wonder if I can just introduce one thing to you. Is can we change the mindset? Can we go from a donor mindset to a partner or an investor mindset? To which you're going to go, well, that's just a clever way of saying you want my money. Give me the rest of 15 minutes to explain to you how this works. If you're an investor, if you are a partner, you're investing in something. That means there is going to be some stocks or bonuses, dividends that you're expected to get, bonuses, whatever, that you're expected to get at the end of the year. So what are you investing in? Not me. You're investing in the kingdom of heaven. This is what Jesus says. Jesus, when he's talking about kingdom of heaven, people following him, you know, to his followers, he says there's this kingdom of heaven. And he teaches them about this kingdom of heaven like this. He says, this kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and put it in his field. It's the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it's larger than all the garden plants and becomes a big tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in their branches. Jesus is saying the kingdom of heaven, when you see it, it's a little stalk, doesn't have a lot of value, a little seed. The price per share, very low. But if you give it time, it's going to become larger than everything, and you're going to be amazed by the return. And so Jesus says, when one discovers this investment portfolio, when one discovers this kingdom of heaven, what's it going to be like? It's going to be like a man who found treasure hidden in the field. The kingdom of heaven, he says, is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and then covered it up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has to buy that field. He says, that's the investor mindset. You find something valuable, you find something you know it's going to go up in stock, and you sell everything to buy that. I'll give you a modern day analogy. You can compare it to Apple stocks. Now, I understand that when I talk about Apple stocks, most of you are not old enough to exist before iPhones. But bear with me, I'm going to explain to you how much of an investment this was. If you travel back in time to 2007, and you're like, I know iPhone's going to go crazy. I go back to 2007, that's when the first iPhone launched. I'm going to tell my mom to sell everything, and I'm going to collect myself $10,000. You go back to 2007, you put in 10,000 in Apple stocks. Guess how much you have now? $383,000. And if you reinvest the dividends, you would get $469,000 just from 10,000. Now, if you're real smart, you would take that time machine to go back even further to the time when Steve Jobs went back to Apple, because you really know that's when everything changed. Steve Jobs was the treasure. Steve Jobs was the treasure in the field. So you go back all the way back to 1996, and you look at this little mustard seed of stock, 21 cents. So you take your $10,000 that you sold from your Pokemon cards and your Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and then you put them all in. Guess how much you're going to have right now? $10 billion. You can buy all the Pokemon cards in this world and have extra. That is what it is. That's the modern day analogy. Kingdom of heaven is like this stock. This little seed, everybody sees like, wow, nothing great is going to come out of it. If you give it enough time, $10 billion. To which at this point, you're going to say, well, that's a cool story. I don't see no tree. I don't see no field. I don't see no treasure. I don't see no kingdom of heaven right now. What are you talking about? To which I will tell you, you know what's the kingdom of heaven? You know what's the tree? You know what's the field? You are the tree. You are the field. To which you say, well, that's not a very impressive tree. We only have 70 people here. That's not a very impressive field. It might look like a little stalk, a little mustard seed right now, but I promise you it's going to become a big tree. You know why I know? Because you are the second tree that's being planted right now. You are already the second one. What started off as a tiny little mustard seed is now a tree of 600 to 700 people each week. That was when we first started the Cantonese service, the Cantonese church. Well, English and Cantonese church, we're one, but this is the Cantonese service, Cantonese ministry. You know what's the return that we've been seeing in these investments? What's the growth? What's the dividends? What's the payout? I'll tell you what the payout is. I once saw an elderly man in his 60s or 70s. He went on stage to be baptized. He finished our baptism course. When he went up on stage and he kneeled down to the baptism pool, he asked the pastor for a mic. He took the mic and he said, "Son, I am so sorry for everything that I've done to you for the past many, many years." And he asked his son, who was sitting in the church, for forgiveness. That's what you're investing into. That can be your grandparent or your parent. I saw people, there's this elderly lady who have retired. She has worked her whole life, and I would have thought, oh, you retire, you're going to go cruise the world, you know, go world tour and that kind of stuff. I talked to her one day, and I was like, oh, how's church? She says, I'm in three small groups. To which I think, three small groups? I have difficulty getting people to come to one. You are in three small groups? And she says, yeah, and I lead two. You're leading two small groups? What's the third one? Oh, the third one, I just did a presentation on apologetics, whether Jesus can be trustworthy or not. You did all of that? And she says, I've never been happier. Just the past week, she came, and all the books that you're holding onto right now, the pens, somebody need to put the pen into the slot, you know? It didn't come with the pen in the slot. You know who did it? This elderly lady. I have never seen a person retired and they're like, I have so much time. What am I going to do? I'm going to do the thing I'm very passionate about. I'm going to do the thing that feels like it gives me purpose and gives me joy. I've never seen this person retired and they have more joy after their retirement. Really? That's what you're investing into. That can be your mom or your grandparent. I hear people, stories of young people. They told us in prayer and retreats and stuff, it's like, I don't have a dad. I don't have a mom. They hurt me. And they come and tell me, but in that prayer time, in that worship time, I feel God's love for me. And everything changes. It's true. It's a real story. I even heard there was a staff that talked to a young lady. The young lady told our staff, like, I've been in really messy relationships in the past. I came to this church, I thought it was better, which it was a little bit, and I dated, and I broke up. And then that late young lady said, I've never been happier that I broke up. And the staff said, oh, was that a really bad relationship? It's like, is that guy cheating on you or something? I said, no, you don't. You get my point wrong. I've never been so content, so joyful already with my life and having God that I don't need people. I mean, it's unfortunate, but I move on. No grudges, no shame going on. I have hope and I have joy and I have a God who loves me. That's what you're investing into. That can be your friend. That can be you. That's the stories that have been happening for these 15, 20 years. And I want to tell you, what's here is not a little seed anymore. We have gone to the little plant stage already, because these stories, these returns are already coming back in this ministry. I want to tell you something. I witnessed young people in here, you guys. Some of you were so shy when I met you. You were so timid when you were in a prayer group, you wouldn't even tell me what your prayer item was. And the next thing you know, I see you today, you're leading a high school ministry. You're leading Kapos ministry. You say, I want to serve more. Come on. And when I ask you about it, you say, if God calls me to go, I need support to go. If God calls me to go, I have never seen people that change that much. And they say, I need to go because God has given me a mission. That's you. What you're investing into. I also hear some of you guys, well, not you guys, your parents. Your parents talk to us. Well, talk to my high school, our high school director. One parent went and told her, gave her a little gift. And that parent said, my child, I won't disclose the gender. My child, it's so much better at home. She's so much kinder. She talks. She talks to us. She's nice. She's happy. That's you guys. That's what you're investing into. And last week I saw all of you worshiping. You guys grabbed the notebook. Some of you took it because it was free, but some of you took it because you wanted to take notes. That's what you're investing in. There's people treating church and faith and Jesus Christ, their walk with Jesus Christ, seriously. That's what you're investing into. The kingdom of heaven coming here to this place, to your lives, changing your family, changing your friend group. You're the tree. You are the field that contains the treasure. And so when I talk about offering, I wonder if we can change the mindset and if I can get you to invest together and be a partner here. And I want you to know for sure, the staff team, the council, 100% bought into this. This is not a side project. I'll let you know. This is not a side service that we have for this church. This is not going to be relegated to second, third, whatever, you know. You guys are the future of this church, and we are committed to investing in you guys. It's our vision to grow this tree into a much larger community of believers. One day, we're going to take over that sanctuary over there. Perhaps one day, we're going to even be a bigger tree than the Cantonese service. But I want to let you know, we can't do this with 4 or 6 people. We need all of you guys to be partners with us. Again, it doesn't matter how much financially you're talking about. It's whether you have a name in it. So if this is an investment that you can get behind, the encouragement for you after today, at the end of the service, go online, make an offering account. Again, the point is to get your name in this portfolio. This is the gesture to say, I'm calling this place my home. I'm going to join small group. I'm going to join the partners, and I'm going to start. Let's build this thing up together. Invest in the seed. I know some of you hearing all this, you might be a little hesitant. you might think that's a scam. You just painted a very nice deed to get me to pay. Try it. You won't experience church by being outside of it. You're always outside of the church, an audience, a spectator to the church. Go to TED Talk. Go to clubs, go to bars, go to classrooms. You have to be a part of the church by engaging in it. Another way to put it, you don't get any returns on the investment if you don't put the money in it, man. Today's the same. Try it. And for the rest of you, I have one last promise for you. When you go back and you go home and you look at your finances, you're like, I don't even have money for my bubble tea and I'm going to give this up. Maybe some of your concern is a little bit more significant. You're like, I have to pay my bills. You know what God's promise is to those who invest in the kingdom of heaven? These are not my words. God says, to those who seek first the kingdom of God, all will be added to you. The thing that you worry about, the job that you worry about, that intern program that you worried about, your future that you worried about, God says, here's my promise, try me. Try it. I'll let you know, you don't experience this by Bible studying this phrase over and over and over. Invest in the tree to get a return. This is a place where the kingdom of God is here. And the staff is 100% bought in. It's up to you.